Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass. For the next few minutes, Jeff will read the Word of God and then lead us in a time of prayer. Here's Jeff.
Psalm 9, 1 through 10. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence, for you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. O enemy, destructions are finished forever, and you have destroyed cities. Even their memory has perished. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, a people with hearts filled with praise. We praise you, Lord, for giving us life and sustaining us every day. We praise you, Lord, for revealing to us your heart, mind, and soul in the pages of Scripture. We praise you, Lord, for the veracity of Scripture, which shows us our shortcomings and our sin. We praise you, Lord, for your incredible love and mercy, for sending salvation to us in the person of Jesus Christ. We praise you, Lord, for giving us our very faith to believe who Jesus is and to believe what Jesus has done for us on the cross. We praise you, Lord, for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, confirming to the world that he is God in human flesh. We praise you, Lord, for providing the entire work of salvation to us free. Give us today, O Lord, a Davidic heart, and give us the desire to say with David, I will tell of all your marvelous works. My prayer today, Lord, is for all those who profess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they would spend time with you in prayer, and that they would return to your word, the Bible. Fill their hearts with the joy you give to those who know you, and walk with you every day. Father, you have given them food from your word, and you have given them illumination from your spirit. Bless them, Lord, with maturity, boldness, and godly fruit. Lord, make it our desire every day, as we get up in the morning and step into our mission field, to have the heart of an evangelist. Our lives speak volumes of what is contained in our hearts. Cleanse our hearts of sin, Lord, and purge our hearts of all unrighteousness. Plant deep into our hearts the truth of the gospel, that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Glorify yourself, Lord, in the lives that we live even today. In your name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. We encourage you to go to our website at thehandinthestorm.org. Our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. Thank you for spending these few minutes with us, and know that your generosity, your contributions to this ministry, will be used to the honor and glory of God.